Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Fall Film Festival season continues in November. Ekran Polish Festival is on right now with great films like Ida on tonight, Real Asian, which just started, Planet in Focus, environmental films on now, Rendezvous with Madness, movies about addiction and mental health, starts Monday, and the EU Film Festival with free films from across Europe is on later this month. But this week, I'm looking at three movies about social issues. A South Korean chiller thriller about a guy who talks to dead people. An American dramedy about a college student who talks to white people. And North Korean documentary about a man who talks to people, well, anyone willing to listen. Dear White People, written and directed by Justin Simeon. So it takes place in a small town college where students live in houses. Sort of like fraternities. Your house says everything about your status and something about your political beliefs as well. The school has a white president and a black dean. Sam, played by Tessa Thompson, is a progressive undergrad who stands up for her ideals. She broadcasts a somewhat controversial talk show on campus radio. She's black, but the show is called Dear White People. Her house is headed by big man on campus, Troy, played by Brandon P. Bell, a popular athlete whose dad just happens to be the dean, and who's dating the daughter of the president. Another student, the pretty and vivacious Coco, played by Tayona Paris, is more interested in getting famous, so she'll do almost anything to convince a TV producer to make her the star of a reality show on campus. And observing all this is fuzzy-haired Lionel, played by Tyler James Williams, a budding journalist who might also be gay. But when Sam wins the election as head of the house, toppling Troy from his lofty heights, things start to change. She puts in new rules and tries to change the political outlook. But then comes the blowback. Another house plans a huge party where people, as in white people, are encouraged to dress and act black. Uh-oh. How do Coco, Lionel, Troy, and Sam each choose to react? To walk away, stand up, lie down, or fight back? This ensemble cast shows the lives of middle-class Americans, African-Americans, from a new angle. It covers a lot of ground, but the ensemble cast is really good across the board. And the movie itself is a very enjoyable, cogent social comedy with political outlooks that affectionately expose the flaws on all sides. I like this movie. Morning Grave, directed by Oh In-chun. In-su, played by Kang Hanul, is a high school student for the big city. He recently moved back to his childhood home in a small town to get away from his trouble. He likes to sit in the park sketching pictures of pretty girls he sees. And what do all his subjects have in common? They're all ghosts. He sees dead people. In fact, he can't even tell if he's looking at a dead or a living person. But he carries an inherited charm that spins if he's near a ghost. They're attracted to him mainly because he helps them redress the wrongs that led to their death. But his new high school isn't the peaceful place he hoped it would be. Turns out the school bully remembers him from his childhood and knows that he's that weird kid. And the bully's pretty girlfriend is as cruel as he is. In-su is the only one there to challenge them when they're hurting someone. The rest of the kids just turn away. And at the same time haunting the school is a ghost of a dead student who's always seen wearing a cotton mask over her mouth. Who is she? At least there's someone who likes him, a pretty girl with very pale skin, who likes his drawings. Will he manage to stop the bullying, and will the ghosts ever find peace, and will his lazy uncle, another adept, help him exorcise the school of its ghosts? This is a cute Korean ghost story that wavers from rom-com to high school drama to supernatural horror. With a cast of unknown actors, it's packed with movie references from The Blood in Carrie to The Ghost in Jewel. Nothing too deep, but I liked it. It's fun. Propaganda, directed by Slavko Martinov. A propaganda film about the rest of the world smuggled out of North Korea? Well, that's what a new film claims to be, but don't expect the usual rosy-cheeked Red Army kitsch. It's actually a sophisticated British-style documentary narrated by a Korean man whose face is pixelated with a female English narrator whose voice is played over the top. And it's illustrated by a non-stop barrage of short images, each lasting not more than a second or two. There's historical footage, current advertising, TV clips, vintage photos. You ever seen a film by the great English documentarian Adam Curtis, you'll immediately recognize the style. But the content, well, not exactly. Starts out as a fascinating look at Western capitalism, supposedly seen through the eyes of a fish-out-of-water North Korean trying to make sense of our consumer economy. So we're treated to hilarious shots of Oprah giving out prizes and talentless celebrities in skimpy clothing. PR, says the film, is what rules the world. We think we're free, but we're actually just slaves and zombies. It moves on to attack Western nations, the US for what it did to everyone, Israel for the Palestinians, Australia for the indigenous population, and Japan for annexing Korea and suppressing its language and culture. Oops, sorry, I got that wrong. The only beef North Korea has with Japan is that it kills whales and dolphins. Yeah, right, this is not a North Korean movie. Then it goes right off the cliff into truther territory. Political parties mean nothing. Jews caused World War I. Bush family rules the world. 9/11 was a hoax. And UN vaccinations are secretly poisoning the developing world. Uh-oh. In any case, if you're interested in something unusual, it's totally watchable if you can get over the two voices speaking nonstop in two languages for 90 minutes simultaneously. Dear White People opens today. Propaganda starts next week at the Big Picture Cinema on Gerrard Street East, and Morning Grave screens Saturday. Go to realasian.com for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM. And on my website, culturalmining.com.